Hello, everyone. I hope you all are having an amazing day, and I would like to let you know on this amazing day that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my shows, The Rit Wit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about, let's see, what did they say we're talking about this week? Let me just look at the, list here. Megazoic, my own book series. Wow, I must have really run out of ideas. That's not true. We got plenty of other dinosaur pop culture to talk about, but I thought this time we'd do something a little different. And don't worry, it's not me reviewing my own book. That would be biased and unprofessional. Of course not. No, I've got two other people to do it. People who are very unbiased and are willing to give their professional opinion on my book series. So yeah, it's great. We all have a good time. Link is in the description for you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support and have a lovely day. Having people pay to listen to review, that is an ad for my own work, to make people pay for that. Capitalism, baby!
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that bones. My name is Matthew Donald, and each week, I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone who I'm currently in, not her house, not my house, someone else's house.
We just broke into a stranger's home.
Yeah, we just broke into a stranger's home. They'll be back any minute now. Hold on, we'll have to see. Anyways, it's Laura Owsley. How are you?
Hello, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right.
So the reason why we are recording in a house that is not my house or Matt's house is because I am currently pet sitting.
Pet sitting, you're pet sitting a dire wolf.
Yes. She's actually quite vicious, and she is definitely descended from wolves. That's why she is all of 6 inches tall, I think.
Most, actually, I'd wager all dogs are descended from wolves.
Most are, or some are descended from, like, foxes, some are descended from, yeah.
I mean, like, domestic dogs descended from foxes?
Some.
That's cool. Foxes are cute. They're basically cat dogs.
Honestly. That does not encourage people to go try to domesticate foxes.
Oh, please don't. But if you if you're one of the rare people who has managed to domesticate a fox, which by the way, you shouldn't do. But if you do, they're great pets, I've heard.
Right. Well,
they're snuggly pets. They're very cute, but boy, they're high maintenance.
They're very cute. They're very high maintenance. They're not pets.
Pets. They shouldn't be pets. But I feel like one day humanity will be desperate enough to figure it out.
I mean, definitely.
Because they're adorable.
Right?
Foxes are some of the cutest animals.
They're very cute.
Did you know a group of fennec foxes, specifically, is known as a tangle?
That's adorable.
Yes.
I saw something the other day, this is very related.
Yeah.
I saw something the other day that said that Tangled is so charming, it's pretty much everybody's favorite Disney movie.
Oh yeah, the movie Tangled, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the foxen. The foxen are very cute, though.
Yeah. Speaking of Disney, Robin Hood, am I right? Why does everyone like that fox? He's not, I mean, he's got a charming personality, but he's still an animal. I'm not part of the furry fandom, so.
I mean, look, I'm not judging you, man. Like, whatever.
My ex-girlfriend was a furry. That's why we broke up. That's why we broke up.
I was like, oh. Wow.
Yeah, she's great. We're still friends, actually.
Oh, wow.
Didn't work out for other reasons. Okay, so here, you know, you see a lot of furry foxes. You see a lot of, like, furry animals, like dogs and all that stuff. What about giraffes? I don't see a lot of that.
Well, I do, because I have a membership to the Denver Zoo.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are literally giraffes. I mean, like, giraffe people. Like.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't see it. Oh, my little brother's a giraffe person.
Oh, okay.
He loves giraffes. Yeah. He's got, like, a couple of, like.
Well, I mean, like, you know, like a giraffe person. Like, how Goofy's a dog person.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. I feel like I've seen some animated characters of, like,
anthropomorphous.
Again, we're editing in much more intelligent person.
The listeners
than us
are screaming at us right now. Just like what the word is. Anthropomorphized. Why does that sound wrong to me?
I think it's just one of those words that will always sound wrong no matter how you say it.
Like, anthropomorphomorphomorphized.
That's actually correct.
There we go. Okay.
That one's actually correct.
But anyway, speaking of giraffes, except not really, but sort of, we're talking about Giraffe Titan today.
Yes,
the Titanic giraffe itself.
It's a miracle these things once walked the earth because they are kind of freaking huge.
Kind of. They're enormous. In fact, there's one on display in the museum in Berlin.
That is the tallest mounted skeleton in the world.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. But Silvertype is a macronarian sauropod, a group of long necks that includes Brachiosaurus and Camarasaurus, that are closely related to the Cretaceous Titanosaur. I'm assuming you know those are.
Of course. Yeah. I actually have 3 degrees in
Titanosaur research.
Yes.
Makes sense.
It's a common fact about me.
Of course, of course, of course.
That's why I'm on this podcast so much.
Yeah, you know so much about dinosaurs. In fact, I mentioned you recently on a podcast where I was like, you know, Laura Owsley's great, but she doesn't know squat about dinosaurs.
True.
Well, I'm you and a few other people.
I've told people, too, of like, oh, yeah, like, I'm recording to, like, podcast with my buddy, and they're like, oh, cool, what's the podcast about? I'm like, oh, it's about dinosaurs. They're like, I didn't know you knew anything about dinosaurs. I'm like, I don't.
I don't, yeah. But yeah. Here I am, because you're a trooper, and you really are, so.
And it's fun, right?
Yeah, no, it's fun. You and I have a good dynamic. That's really more what I care about.
Right?
Like, my stupid Matt Cypher. I'm not qualified. It's like, no one is! I'm barely qualified.
Right, like... but who is qualified, of course, is the puppy dog that is tap dancing around us right now.
Yes, hello.
Demanding affection.
Hello. The little dire wolf descendants.
Yes. She actually looks a lot like a giraffe type.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that short neck.
Yeah, the short neck, great the smushed in nose, bulging eyes.
Yeah. It's a terrier, by the way, listeners.
I feel like I've been, like, describing, like, a frog. Like,
I mean, she's basically a frog in human form. Is a she, right?
Yes, it's a she.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't want to misgender the dog. Okay. So, size, Giraffatitan, is 75 to 80 feet long.
Holy shit.
Or 21 to 25 meters long. 40 to 65 tons.
Oh, that's all. That was fine.
Yeah, that's fine. You could just run across the street and be like, hey, look at me, it's my pal, the Giraffatitan.
Right.
Put her there.
Honestly, that's the best and last high five of your life.
Yeah, no, you hold her hand up, the thing puts its foot down, squashed.
But what a way to go.
Exactly.
Right, like that's bragging rights in the afterlife.
Bragging rights indeed. Alright, so, it was a herbivore though, thankfully. So,
oh, that is comforting.
So if it killed you, it wouldn't be because, it ate you. Because you stepped on it. Or you stepped on it. He stepped on you. So,
what a way to go.
Time, late Jurassic, 150 to 145 million years ago.
Okay.
Location, Tanzania.
Oh.
Have you ever been to Tanzania?
I have not, no.
Have you ever been out of the country? You've been out of the country before.
I have.
Yeah.
So, technically I lived out of the country until I was 3.
Oh, that's right. I think I called it when you fell in the well.
Yeah. Yes, so I... For context here, I lived in Albania until I was 3, so I was born in Colorado, but my family lives in Albania.
And that's in Africa, too, right?
It is not in Africa.
Where is it again?
It is just north of Greece.
Oh, right! It's Eastern European, yeah, so. Cool.
So it's, like, right south of Macedonia, north of Greece.
Cool.
But, yes, I lived there until I was, like, 3. Aside from that, I technically have been to Mexico, but, like...
Technically?
You know where, like...
You snuck over the border.
I snuck over the border, right?
But the other direction.
Right. Well, okay, so there's the Mexico-California border. Mm-hmm. Where I've been in Mexico is, like, an hour south of the U.S. border.
Really?
Right, so it's, like, quote-unquote Mexico, right? But, like, you're still kind of in Southern California. Like, you're still in that, like, Baja area. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Sorry.
So... I have been out of the country, but only briefly. Have you?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Russia. I've been to England. I've been to Mexico. I've been to the Virgin Islands. So it was described in 2009, but it was suggested to be a separate genus of Brachiosaurus as early as 1988.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So pop culture appearances, and inadvertently, everything featuring a Brachiosaurus in Africa, or even a Brachiosaurus at all, as most of what we know about Brachiosaurus actually comes from Giraffatitan.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they're like... famous not so much for being what they are, but for being, like, the inspiration of what we think of as, like, a giant dinosaur.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know Brachiosaurus, right?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Big, bulky, long-necked dinosaur that wowed audiences in 1993 as the first major dinosaur to appear in the Jurassic Park franchise and show off that glorious early 90s CGI.
Oh, man. I mean, that's the peak of CGI, actually.
Yeah, have you seen the TV show Reboot?
No.
Have you seen Transformers Beast Wars?
like I have.
Watch it on YouTube, or don't, because it is unwatchable by today's standards. It's amazing that Toy Story looks as good as it is, as it does, even now. But anyway, so here's the thing about Brachiosaurus. Most of its reconstructions are based off of Giraffa Titan. Because back in the day, that was considered a different species in the Brachiosaurus genus. When the first remains of Brachiosaurus were discovered in Colorado in 1900, so yeah, here in the state.
That's cool, they were found here.
Yep, and described a few years later, they were rather scant, with only a femur, humerus, ilium, coracoid, sacrum, a few caudal vertebrae, and other nerd terms for skeletal anatomy that I don't know because I'm not a skeletal anatomist.
You're not?
No!
I thought that's what this podcast was.
Oh yeah, Skeletal Anatomy Bites.
Yeah.
By the way, I was writing skeletal anatomist in my notes here. I was like, oh, that'd be funny. It turns out that actually is a word, anatomist. I didn't know that.
I feel like it sounds like, I know what it means, but it sounds like it should be like a person whose entire job it is skeletal anatomy.
Right, but it's like anatomist. It's just like, oh, I'm not a doctor. I'm an anatomist. Right. Shut up!
Nobody cares, Dave. Like,
anyways, so all these nerd terms for stuff, but they also ribs. I know those. That's another thing they found.
Ribs are great.
Actually, I don't like ribs.
Really?
Oh no, I grew up in Texas too. You think I'd like ribs?
Yeah.
I think I like barbecue. I don't.
Huh? I love good ribs. I'm not a pork person.
Oh.
So
yeah. Pork chops actually kind of like yeah.
Oh, see. Yeah. Matt, how are we ever going to get food after this?
I know, we're supposed to get food, and I'm just like, we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? You know, we were talking about Greece earlier. Maybe we can get Grecian food.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, I'd be down for that. I don't think you would like it.
I wouldn't like it, no. I like some Mediterranean food.
I mean, I love falafels.
Falafel is, I'm like, baklava, but that's dessert. We talked about this the other time we were over here, but not on the podcast, so.
Not on the podcast.
Anyways, why are we talking about baklava? What about giraffe time? That's my bad. That's what we're...
I will take no blame for
You shouldn't. It's all my fault. All right, anyways, so these early aughts paleontologists were like, whoa, this thing's huge, and named it Brachiosaurus.
All
right. Then a few years later, in 1906, What?
Go ahead.
Okay. A few years later, in 1906, German mining engineers in Tanzania, Africa, noticed some huge bones in a quarry. And over the next couple of years, the sites were open to a bunch of paleontologists to excavate a whole crap ton of giant dinosaur bones. Ooh. One such skeleton was far larger than the others, and once more, it was nearly complete. As these seemed to match the bones found in Colorado, they named it as another species of Brachiosaurus, specifically Brachiosaurus branchi, while the Colorado remains were called Brachiosaurus altothorax.
Brachiosaurus antithorax?
Altothorax.
Altothorax.
Yeah.
That's cool, though, that like, we've got like our Denver dinosaur. We talked about the Denversaurus.
Yes, we did. Now, there's a lot. Colorado's great for dinosaur bones, so... A lot of good ones. Brachiosaurus is pretty common. And it also would make sense for a dinosaur in North America and a dinosaur in Africa to be somewhat close because, like, back then, it wasn't quite Pangaea anymore, but Colorado and Africa were pretty close. Not Colorado, North America and Africa were pretty close.
I was like, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, you just take us a quick bus stop and there's Africa.
And there it is, right? All the buses the dinosaurs were taking back in the day.
Yeah.
Public transportation was so much better.
I mean, so they had all the fossil fuels to use.
Yeah.
I mean, such a classic.
That one took me longer than it should.
That's such a bad joke. I apologize. Since these Brachiosaurus bones, I use Brachiosaurus air quotes here, in Africa were far more complete than the ones in North America, most of our depictions of Brachiosaurus in media are actually based off of this one, which will later be known as Giraffa Titan. It helps that its skeleton is on display at the Berlin Natural History Museum, one of the largest and the tallest mounted skeletons in the whole world, showing off just how god dang enormous this thing was, and inspiring those early 90s artists like mad. Like, these things were inspired to hell and back with this thing. They were inspired to god dang shit.
I mean, really, I think my favorite thing that they've inspired is, of course, the Jurassic Park series.
Yes, the ones you've seen in pieces via memes.
Yes, and by the time Matt decides to stop letting me on this podcast, which should be sooner rather than later.
I mean, if you want, you can leave if you want. There's the door.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
I want to be on this podcast. But I'm just waiting for you to blow up and people are like,
You don't understand this podcast.
This girl doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing either. That's why I'm doing this podcast.
Instead of doing actual paleontological research.
I don't want to do paleontological research. I have to be out in the Badlands, in the desert, where it's hot, lifting heavy rocks.
See, none of that sounds good.
No.
But sitting here with a mic,
in this mic, air-conditioned room.
Right.
Yeah, room temperature. It's
room
a nice...
Room temperature, a Boston Terrier running around
it's
here.
It's a nice... I mean, we're recording this in April, so it's a nice spring day.
It really is, which means that it will snow in a couple of days.
Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah, it's like 70 degrees now. It'll be like 20 degrees tomorrow.
Bronchiosaurus also had to have had lots of coats and hats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, especially back then.
Right.
When the weather was exactly the same as it was now, because that's how weather works.
That's how weather works.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say in Colorado, right? If you don't like the weather, wait 15 million years and it'll change.
15 million years, exactly. I was like, oh, you're going to do the classic say, oh! Twist!
Ah, once in a while.
Yes. Wow, that's pretty cool. Anyways, so since Hollywood is America-centric, they've specifically been depicting Brachiosaurus altothorax all this time, even though the bones in the museum are named Brachiosaurus branchi. And those are the ones that were complete. So they're like, okay, we're going to depict this Brachiosaurus altothorax based off of this Brachiosaurus branchi. Because it's like, this is in Jurassic Colorado, so here's a Brachiosaurus altothorax.
So what you're saying is that Hollywood lied to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, the one in Jurassic Park is basically that. But since the late 80s, some paleontologists have felt a little off about this whole thing and decided to, forgive my paleontological pun, do some digging.
This is just a podcast episode of puns.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Anyways, so eventually British paleontologist and also computer programmer, so basically my idol, Michael P. Taylor, published a detailed comparison of the two species, showing that their bone size, shape, and proportion were actually...
I'm having a conversation with the dog Matt is talking.
Yeah, it's like a facial conversation. No words spoken,
just me looking at her very disapprovingly as she looks at me with big, hopeful eyes. But nobody's thrown the ball for me in almost 10 minutes, so I've neglected it.
And for dogs, that's like over an hour in dog years.
It's true.
This Michael B. Taylor published a detailed comparison of the two species, showing that their bone size, shape, and portion were actually quite different. Ergo, it needed to be classified into a separate genus, and thus renamed the African specimen Giraffatitan branchi. Since the North American Brachiosaurus was described first, that name stuck, and thus all these North American Brachiosaurus depictions based off the African Giraffatitan just looks silly now.
Of course.
As for Giraffatitan itself, it was one of the largest dinosaurs of all time, only beaten by some Cretaceous titanosaurs.
Oh.
So it's pretty huge.
Yeah.
It's like reaching up there on the trees. Also, it held its neck up pretty high compared to other long neck dinosaurs. Because the reason why it's called Brachiosaurus, and this one's kind of the same too, brachy means arm, right?
So its neck kind of functioned as an arm.
Oh, I guess, but that's actually not the reason. It's called that because its front limbs, unusually for dinosaurs or long necks in general, were much longer than their back limbs.
Oh.
So, like, the spine was kind of hunched upward so the neck could go way up.
Oh, that is interesting.
Because most animals, their front limbs are shorter than the back limbs.
Right, it's almost disproportionate from...
Kind of like a gorilla. You know, gorillas have much longer front limbs than back limbs, so... Their spine's kind of more upward. And same with Brachiosaurus, although obviously it didn't, you know, walk on its knuckles with its arms held out like a gorilla. That'd be pretty cool, though. That'd be pretty cool.
So, giraffes, when they, like, lean down to, like, drink water or something from the ground.
Yeah, they kind of spread their front legs out to, like...
A little bit. And they also, like, have a thing that, like, the blood, they can, like, control the blood rushing to their head
that
it doesn't, like... hurt them.
Yeah, I know some dinosaurs are like that too. Like Camarasaurus is called chamber blister because it has specific chambers that like allowed it to pump the blood all the way up there. So,
okay, so is that a similar case with this?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so. I mean, obviously, I mean, it lived that way. I had to figure it out. Otherwise, it would just reach up and was like, oh, I'm reaching my neck up as I'm designed to. Wait, I'm lightheaded.
Well, hey, I mean, maybe they just couldn't bend their heads down. Maybe they just like
so the
open
for them
their mouths to get water from.
It's just like, I can't reach.
Yep.
Or they had to go all the way down into the water until the point where they were at head was at water level, and then just drink that way.
There you go.
The water pressure lower down would crush them, but
they could backfloat. They'll be great.
Yeah. Those long arms, backstroke, back. That's a very weird image.
Daddy legs, long arms, and huge neck.
Just like, wee, wee.
I mean, if you saw that at the public pool, like, I think that would scare away children.
Yeah. Well, also, this thing is bigger than the public pool. I mean, it steps a bit in there, and then suddenly all the water is just like, out. Like, so.
You don't know the public pools that I go to, right?
Oh, they're enormous.
Yeah, they're enormous.
Placement of Giraffatitan's nostrils has been an interesting discussion, as its skull has two giant gaping holes in the front that pretty much cover the entire forehead, meaning that the nostrils themselves can be placed pretty much anywhere. In fact, paleontologists have proposed like 5 separate locations for where the nostrils were. For a while, they're presumed to be near the top of the head. And this is the depiction shown in Jurassic Park, because again, it was based off of Giraffatitan. Where we get the close-up of one as it feeds off the tree that Alan Grant and the kids are sleeping on. So it has, like, this crest. It has a tall crest on its head. And so it's, like, kind of like a whale. Like, the nostrils are close to the eyes up there. And also, this is back in the day when they thought, oh, maybe it was, like, a snorkel, even though they realized that if it got that deep in the water, it would be crushed.
Okay.
So, scientists thought about it for like a second. Like, hey, pretty much all animals have their noses at the front, so maybe they were near the snout instead.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, why did you think they were close to the top in the first place then, you dummies? I could be a paleontologist. I could come up with stuff like that.
Yeah, come on.
Except,
well, my question is, if the nostril holes are so large, how big are the eye holes?
A little bit. That's true. Like, you think about what the skull... it's just like you need a lot of space in the skull for all the resonating chambers and other stuff. Yeah, like, the nostrils themselves would be little, but on the skull, the holes are huge. You know, it's sort of like how, have you seen an elephant skull? It has a big cavity up the front. That's where the trunk is.
Right.
And that's actually where the origin of the Cyclops came from, because when we saw those skulls, we're like, oh, that's a big eye socket, right? Huh. True story.
Fun facts.
They actually did have resonating chambers, which leads credence to the whole singing like whale noises they tend to make in movies. You ever notice that? Oh, we have all the movies we've seen with dinosaurs.
Sure.
The long necks tend to, like, sing like whales.
Huh.
I think it's because they were like, you know, they're big like whales.
Right, they might as well.
Sound like whales.
Well, I think they're like, we love an underdog story, right?
Yeah, what's bigger so, underdog like, than the biggest animal?
Seriously, and like, of the animals that you would think would be like American Idol stars, right? It would probably be like a velociraptor or
something. Oh yeah, that Mongolian dinosaur, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So like, if we're gonna make Sing 3 with dinosaors instead of
animals. There's no reason for them to be animals anyways. They're just animals because it looks funny from trailer promo shots.
Right, because it's cuter for kids and it sells more toys.
I mean, Zootopia had all reason for them to be animals, but...
Right. But Zootopia was then very quickly taken in by some very odd groups on the internet.
Well, again, the furries, they're back!
Not even the furries!
Do you know, Zootopia had giraffes in it. Had giraffe
Did
people
it?
In it. Yeah. Remember, it was like that one, I think they went up, there was like that stand in the, that had like an Acacia branch shakes that one of them slurped.
Yeah. I feel like I remember that.
Like when, during the Shakira's Try Everything song, you know, at the beginning.
What an odd choice for that movie, Shakira.
As a gazelle.
As a gazelle.
You know she's 4'11"?
Is she?
Yeah!
Huh. Wow, that gives like a whole new like image to her stuck in a cage, because...
Why is she stuck in a cage?
Because of the she-wolf.
Oh.
There's a she-wolf.
Okay, I don't know. All I know is hips don't lie, because I saw that as a teenager. I'm like, oh, yes, yes, please, hips don't lie. Don't lie to me, hips.
Don't lie to me. I can't handle it.
I need truthful hips.
Yeah.
Not lying hips.
Anyways, giraffe attire.
Okay, so anyways, I know this really isn't about giraffes, but close enough, right?
Yeah,
so let's rate it 1 out of 65 million.
Ooh, I rate it...
Oh, yeah, what's your crazy rating, guess?
My crazy rating is 2.5 Judy Hopps.
2.5 Judy Hopps. Oh, great. Now I have to leave that in. Yeah, okay. I'm going to rate it 50 million because it's pretty cool. 51 million, just to be a little bit distinctive. Or I'm going to rate it 2 Shakira hip thrusts.
There you go.
Just 2, though. I know
just
she goes
2.
Crazy sometimes.
It's fair.
Just like one left way, one the other way.
Right. We can't get too much here, really. Giraffe Titan is really cool, but like you can only have one for each region of the world.
Yeah. What?
I was trying to go for the, like, the two different kinds of Bronchiosaurus.
Oh, right, the Bronchiosaurus, yes.
Anyways.
All right, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdoncreator.com for any general questions to either co-host. You can follow me on social media at mattdoncreator on Facebook, at mattdon64 on Twitter, and mattdon64 on Instagram. I've been doing this more often. Where can they find you?
So they can find me pretty much anywhere on the social medias. Twitter and Instagram are preferred. It's going to be at Thespian Laura, T-H-E-S-P-I-A-N.
You were quite the thespian. I've seen some of your plays. I've seen one of your plays. And it was quite good.
It was a very good show. Matt came for one of the last performances before COVID shut down.
I know, and you were just like, oh, once this blows over, we'll just get right back to production.
Exactly. Like, oh, yeah, there's this whole, like, weird COVID thing going around, but it'll be gone in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We just get, like, a two-week break.
Yeah, and like, we're back to normal. Everything's fine. All right. I also have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. I'm fairly certain I don't use a giraffe or titan anywhere in it.
I feel like you would be the expert on this.
Oh, sometimes I read through it and I'm like, whoa, I use that species. Whoa, it's like a background character or something. I'm just like, this dinosaur set, this dinosaur set, this dinosaur had the laser, this dinosaur had the rocket launcher, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Every dinosaur has a rocket launcher. Yeah. That's just canon.
Pew pew! Roar! Exactly.
High five of 10.
Yeah. Anyways, I also have another podcast called The Writ Wit, where two twits talk about writing. You like the vibe of this show? It's basically the same as that one. All right, well, that's it for this week. As I say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites, tonight, tips don't lie. I don't know the rest of this. Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Let's try to go for a different Shakira song.
Shakira, bye!
Bye!